Each weekday, a member of the community is invited to Coffee at KYUK to discuss news and information relevant to Bethel and the Kuskokwim Delta. Sometimes light, sometimes serious, Coffee at KYUK is where our community connects. Good morning, everyone up and down the Kuskokwim River. My name is Petra Harpuk. Welcome to the program, Coffee at KYUK. I'm Petra Harpuk.
And I'm Grady Deaton.
With the October 2nd elections around the corner, Coffee at KYUK is sitting down with Bethel City Council candidates every morning this week. Yesterday, we had Annie Cochran and Vice Mayor Fred Watson. And today, we have Shadi Robbie and Carol Jung-Jordan. We'll start off with Carol. Welcome to Coffee at KYUK, Carol.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Good morning, Carol. Would you kindly introduce yourself to our listeners, who you are, what you do, any background?
Yes, my name is Carol Jung-Jordan, and I was born in Bethel, and I was raised in Napakiak, which is just downriver from here. When I was 12 years old, I moved to Bethel and graduated from BRHS, and I started working. I'm married, and I have four daughters. And I currently work for the state of Alaska as data entry.
Why are you running for Bethel City Council?
I'm running for Bethel City Council because I want to help make decisions that affect where my family lives, where my children live, and I think I can try to make a positive difference. I have experience. I worked at the city for 5 years, so I know what goes on. Started out as the admin assistant for the finance director. And then I moved up to the utilities customer service department where I worked, and I took a lot of the phone calls from the residents of Bethel. And to this day, I still get phone calls and messages from people asking me about city business, which I always answer.
So if you're elected, what are your top three priorities to accomplish during your term, and how do you intend to accomplish those three priorities?
Well, the first thing is, this is something that everybody in Bethel is concerned with, is the water and sewer. The rates are so high. My family of six, we pay $420 a month for water, and we have to check every Friday to make sure that we received our water, which at that price, we shouldn't have to. Number two is the streets and roads. We all know that's an issue. That's one of the biggest things that people complain about, and I believe that those both directly tie into the third issue, which I think is bad management at the city. And I think once you fix that, the other two will kind of fix themselves.
What is the biggest challenge facing the Bethel City Council over the coming years, and how do you intend to address those that challenge?
I believe that the biggest challenge is facing Bethel in the next coming years is trying to find a reliable source of revenue for the city. And I believe that also finding good quality management and employees of Bethel, I think that will help out a lot. So we have to find a way to make money and also to save money. You know, we see a lot of the city trucks on the roads and at the tobacco store, at the theater, at the restaurants. And I believe saving money any way we can is a good thing.
And is this the first time you've run for city office?
Yes, it is.
What committees or commissions are you interested in serving on for city council, Carol?
I have experience at, I was the recorder for the finance department for a few years. Although I didn't control the meeting, I just recorded it. But I would be really interested in serving in the public works committee just because I want to see what they talk about, what goes on at those meetings.
Well, we wanted to ask you, you know, what other commissions you might have served on and what your interests were in serving them. Could you elaborate a little bit more on your interests in various city commission committees and where your interest lies in those committees?
My main interest lies in helping the people. You know, I answered the phone at the customer service at the front desk, so I know a lot of their concerns, and I think that I would be a good fit at the public works committee.
What qualities do you think a good city council member has, and do you believe you have those qualities?
Yes, I believe that a good city council members should be trustworthy. They should know the history of Bethel. They should know somebody who's friendly, professional, trustworthy, and I believe I have those qualities.
Now, is there a person who you feel is either now serving Bethel well or has served Bethel well in the past, either as a council member or as an administrator? Who's someone that you like as a shining beacon of example? Who's that?
Right now, I think on city council, I think that Fred Watson and Thor Williams do a really good job. They're straightforward, you know, they're trustworthy. People know that, you know, they get stuff done. And I also really like Lori Strickler. She's very professional. When I worked at the city, she was always somebody that I can go to and ask for help. And then, you know, even I'm not an employee at the city anymore, she's still very nice and helpful to all the citizens of Bethel.
So we've run through our questions quite quick. If you want to give us a recap or touch on any of the finer points of the things we've gone over, now's your chance. Any last words? And please take your time. We have a little bit of time here.
Well, all I can say is I hope you guys get out and vote. And my thoughts are with Kotzebue this morning, wondering, you know, about that little girl that's missing. So I keep thinking about that because I have four daughters at home.
Well, thank you, Carol, for coming in. We're going to take a short break and come back with Shadi Robbie.
Thank you for having me.
So, welcome back to Coffee at KYUK. As we told you, we're going to sit down now with Shadi Robbie. Am I pronouncing your last name right?
Is it Robbie.
Robbie. Shadi Robbie, you're another candidate for Bethel City Council, and you know, real proud of the action and activity around City Council. Let's go ahead and jump right into it. Would you please introduce yourself to our listeners? Give us some background about who Shadi Robbie is.
Yeah, so my name is Shadi Robbie. I was born and raised in Dayton, Ohio. From there, I moved to Kentucky. I did my undergraduate studies in Kentucky. Moved to Phoenix, Arizona for graduate school. Completed that degree and took a job up here in Bethel, Alaska, managing the fitness center. So that's where I've been for the last two years, a little bit longer than 2 years. Other than that, I volunteer with the fire department, so I'm a firefighter and EMT. I love basketball, so I play basketball and I coach basketball. I just accepted the JV coaching position here in town. Yeah, and I like the outdoor opportunities Bethel, Alaska provides the citizens with.
Well, congratulations. Why are you running for Bethel City Council?
To me, I heard that there was some seats open, and it seemed like a unique opportunity. With the situations occurring in Bethel, so primarily with Donlin Gold, with our infrastructure needs, it seems like a very impactful position that normally I don't think I would be presented with. So rather than get off work at 1 p.m., and sit around watching Netflix, it seems like a great opportunity for me to dive into serious problems. If I was fortunate enough to secure the seat, I would have opportunities to meet with officials from Donlin Gold, officials from YKHC, state senators. All of that stuff is interesting to me. My undergraduate degrees are in history and political science, so it kind of funnels you into politics, and this kind of stuff is interesting to me.
Well, so let's focus in on if you're elected, you know, what will you be your top three priorities to accomplish during your term, and how do you intend to accomplish those three priorities?
That's a good question, Grady. Personally, I believe that our city council members should be the voices for our constituents, right? So they're running the city partially. So I believe the number one thing that I'm going to focus on is listening to the people of Bethel. Some concerns that I believe have been reoccurring over the last 2 years that I've been here, definitely embody city infrastructure. So I consistently hear about, city roads and the lack of care for the city roads. That's a huge topic that seems to be reoccurring. Finances. So at the end of the day, you can't do anything without a balanced budget, and that's a priority for myself. And not just the budget and balancing the budget, but finding ways to have a surplus so we can spend some money on not just adequately staffing our police force or adequately providing roads for our citizens to get to and from work, but maybe some extra money for community needs, community involvement, programs for children, programs for our adults, programs for our elders to get more involved in the community and to enjoy their life here in Bethel. So that's a priority as well. And then my third priority is being transparent with our community members. So allowing individuals that want to be involved in government to be involved and to understand what's going on and to hopefully feel like they do have a say in politics within Bethel.
And is this your first time running for public office?
This is my first time running for public office.
Just to pedal back for a second, what's the biggest challenge that faces the city of Bethel?
I think that a huge issue that faces the city of Bethel is infrastructure. With the hospital project, with individuals moving to Bethel, we are expanding, and city services have to account for that expansion, whether that's housing, proper water and sewer services. Collectively as a city, we have to prepare for the expansion of our community.
What committees or commissions are you interested in serving on for city council?
I currently sit on the Planning Commission. I've sat on the Planning Commission for a little over a year and a half. That would be my number one choice, primarily because I'm familiar with the individuals on the committee, the chair. I understand that's a pretty desirable committee or commission to be a part of, so I would be, honestly, I am on board to be a part of any commission or committee, but the Planning Commission is my number one choice. The second would be Public Safety. And the third would be the Ports Commission.
All right. So one of our questions is asking about what committees you served on before. You kind of answered that. So I want you to highlight more about what your interest is on serving on those you mentioned. What your interest in each of those committees?
So originally, my interest of serving on the Planning Commission was very similar to my interest in serving on City Council. It seemed like a great opportunity for me to get involved, not just in something, but something that has an impact. So that I picked a few brains of some city councilmen and some city commission members. And from that experience, they said, look, as a planning commissioner, you're meeting with individuals that, no matter how you look at it, are impactful. So state senators, individuals coming in to get proper zoning and licensing requirements for whatever they're trying to do. And that's originally what sparked my interest. And that's why I still have an interest in the Planning Commission, because it's black and white, right? So they have to follow certain criteria, but you are the person hearing these arguments. And I think that's, again, interesting and unique for individuals to be able to have responsibility in that area outside of your professional or personal responsibilities. That excites me, for lack of a better term. It's fun. I enjoy having responsibility, I guess, is one of the things that I enjoy.
What qualities do you think a good city council member has, and do you believe you have them?
I think the first quality that is very important for a city council member to have is honesty, because I keep going back to the constituents and the people of Bethel. It should be who our council is working for. So if our council members aren't honest, aren't transparent, aren't present, I don't think you're doing your due diligence as a city council person. So the number one embodiment that I would like to see is honesty, and I do believe I'm an honest person. I would be honest with the city of Bethel, any constituent that comes to our meetings, et cetera. Number two, I think you have to be hardworking, because there is some reading involved and there's time that's going to be spent diving into these issues. There's very large issues that deal with a variety of things, so you have to spend time reading and digesting the material. Even on the Planning Commission, there's packets that we get that are hundreds of pages long. Primarily wind turbine, that packet I remember was very dense. So you have to be hardworking, and then Number three, I think you have to be present. So you have to be able to make the meetings, to spend the time.
So you have about a minute left to tell me, is there a person that you feel is serving Bethel well, either on council or as administrator, or alternatively has served Bethel well in the past?
Yeah, so I would go out to say, it's just kind of a cop-out, but I think anybody spending their time for no financial return to help the community of Bethel, I think they get a kudos in my book. Because you could be doing something else. You could be watching TV, watching football, out there with your family, doing the things you enjoy doing. But those individuals on every committee, on city council, they're spending their time for the betterment of us here in Bethel. So I would say all of them.
I want to thank you, Shadi Rabi, for coming in for Coffee at KYUK. Is there any final comments?
Thanks for bringing us in. I think this is a cool opportunity. I appreciate KYUK. I get to work pretty early, and I was telling Grady earlier, I listen to KYUK every morning, and the coffee time at KYUK is pretty interesting. I enjoy listening to the different guests you guys bring in, and I appreciate you guys bringing us in.
Thank you.
Thank you, Shadi, for being with us. And thank you, listeners, for joining us today at Coffee at KYUK. Of course, join us tomorrow where we'll have more candidates. That's the story. I'm sticking to it. One more thing left to say. Petra and I and anybody in the studio is welcome to join in. Don't forget to be
awesome.
Each weekday, a member of the community is invited to Coffee at KYUK to discuss news and information relevant to Bethel and the Kuskokwim Delta.
Sometimes light, sometimes serious, Coffee at KYK is where our community connects.
If you'd like to suggest a guest or arrange to be on with us yourself, contact us at coffee@kyuk.org or call 543-3131 today.